We are bringing you one of the guys who is so wired in into the National Football League, one of the best insiders in the business and a longtime friend. He is Jason Lockenfour of CBS Sports. Jason, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, so you tell us, because we know how wired you are into this building here with regard to the Browns coaching search. What's the latest that you have on this? And just give us a perspective on how you see it going, Jay.
Well, you know, everything I've heard in the last, four or five days leads me to believe that they're looking to do something pretty exciting. I know they're looking at a lot of different candidates and perhaps that diamond in the rough. And Josh McDaniels is, you know, expected to interview with them. And, you know, he's highly thought of by people in that building, but I don't know that that's a slam dunk. And I continue to hear that they're very enamored with some of these college guys. Gus Malzahn at Auburn and James Franklin at Vanderbilt. I think they go offense if it makes sense. Not that they're married to that idea, but, you know, they've got to get an offensive identity going there. They've got to get a quarterback and they've got to get some stability. But I would really continue to keep an eye on the college guys as those seasons continue to end and as this search progresses.
When you talk about these college names, Gus Malzahn of Auburn, obvious because he's competing for the national championship, but then James Franklin from Vanderbilt, and we just heard Bob Stoops, Oklahoma, big win last night against Alabama. What would be the appeal if you could just give a highlight on each of these guys that would make the Browns think that they could be a good fit in the NFL?
Stoops, I haven't heard as much on, so I can't really speak to that. I had not heard that, and that one would surprise me. I mean, Gus Malzahn, that program was kind of in peril. They had the glory there with Cam Newton, and he goes away, and the program, you know, is kind of on the decline, and he comes in, rectifies it in a year, beats Nick Saban, plays for a national championship, has a sort of an energizing, galvanizing personality, and he's someone who a lot of people think, you know, could have some Chip Kelly in him. James Franklin, what does he have? Well, I mean, Vandy. I mean, for them to compete as they have in the SEC, that tells people some things.
Today, Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, reportedly in town today to meet with the Cleveland Browns about their head coaching vacancy. Joining us now on the hotline to talk about Todd Bowles and give some perspective, Kent Summers of the Arizona Republic. Kent, thank you for joining us. And I guess we'll just start with this. Todd Bowles led this Arizona Cardinals defense to an improvement over what had been a very good defense under Ray Horton in 2012. Do you think he is ready to be a head coach in the NFL? And if so, what are the qualities about him you like so much?
Well, if he's not ready now, he never will be. You know, I think he took the next step this year to become, you know, when he became a coordinator for a full season for the first time. But, you know, he played in the league. He's coached in the league for a long time. And now he's coordinated a very good defense. And, you know, I would think he'd be ready. You know, a lot of people from outside might think, well, he just took over for, you know, Ray Horton and what the Cardinals already had. But there were a lot of changes on this defense. They opened the season with six new starters. So he and his staff did a really, really nice job. But I do see a guy that the players will respect a lot, a guy that, you know, has not only played but coached for a long time and certainly paid his dues.
Well, Kent, we'll see how this all plays out for the Browns, whether or not we will be possibly talking with you again, depending on how this interview goes. But it is interesting how 2 years in a row the Cardinals and the Browns kind of factor in together in this coach search.
Yeah, it's got to be the only team to ever interview Cardinals defensive coordinators in back-to-back years. And those two guys couldn't be more different, but they were both very successful on the field. And, you know, who knows if what kind of head coach Todd Bowles will be, but, you know, he certainly deserves a shot somewhere.